very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
One of them ruckus live on top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m.
Red Radio.
Welcome back. I'm the Wolfman.
Oh!
Coming up next is Brendan Feeling Nightmare.
You're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with the one, the only, the great, the Brethren from right here in Vancouver, BC. I am joined here in the studio by two members. Boys, if you want to say hello to the radio audience out there, introduce yourselves and what it is you do.
Hello, my name is Scott Hastings, and I'm the frontman lead singer of Brethren.
That's correct. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name's Ian Malinsky. I'm the guitarist and backup singer for Brethren.
That is also correct. You win.
Yes.
The prize.
Good start.
Yes. Yes. We just kicked in with your song Feel a Lot Better. I was going to say Much Better, and that's not the correct title.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got it right.
I got it right because I looked at my notes.
The sentiment is the same.
Yes. But you feel a lot better. Which is the it wasn't the debut single because Space Case came out first. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right. Very good. Because last time I had you guys on here, we had the pleasure of chatting. We got the, not the epic conclusion, but the next chapter.
That's correct.
In the Space Trace
I don't know the word for six.
We call it Chronicles. Part six is siete. I don't know. That's a different language, though.
Yes, that's Spanish.
Yeah. What were you looking for?
I was gonna go
the septology.
Trying to think of it like. I was like the quadrilogy, that's we're past that.
We'll be in octology.
Octology. We're getting there. We're going to end it at 8.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we are going to end it at 8.
The end is in sight.
Six. We released in September, and then Feel a Lot Better came out on Halloween.
Hence the Wolfman.
Yeah, and also a reference to the great Canadian television show, Larry's House of Frightenstein.
Oh, yes.
If you remember.
That was Canadian?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, and largely played by one person. Most of the characters were played by one person.
That is true.
Yes. And that's the video. Music video is kind of an homage to that, because obviously I loved that whole Wolfman Jack character, and then he would put on the music. It's usually like some 70s rock or something like that, and then he would dance and all sorts of psychedelic things, so we kind of stole that idea.
There you go. It all comes in together.
And I'm pretty sure it was all pre-green screen.
Oh, that's...
That show?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. They were doing these really trippy things just by... I don't know.
Like weird rotoscope? Yeah.
Weird video effects. Yeah. The time.
Away from Frightenstein and on to Brethren. You guys have a whole album coming out, which is tangentially kind of related to Frightenstein, because it is horror-themed, The Terror at Camp Brethren. What do people need to know about the new record?
So I love that you said the whole record, because there's really only three new songs beyond the ones that have been released. It's still a five-song EP.
That's still a record.
Yeah.
Don't sell yourself short.
The Terror at Camp Brethren thing kind of started way back, earlier in our history. We did a Friday the 13th show at
Pat's Pub.
Mm-hmm. And we did kind of like a horror theme, and we all dressed up like campers, and Scotty dressed up like Jason. Mm-hmm. And
he is big and imposing.
Yes. And so we always thought it would be fun to and then we actually made Camp Brethren shirts for that first one, as if we were campers. And
they were modeled after, basically Camp Crystal Lake.
No. And then I don't
understand the reference.
I know you do. I know you do very well. And then, we always thought it would be fun to write a song that's kind of about... we always go camping every year together, too, so it's like kind of brings all those things together.
Lovely.
But yeah, five songs, and one of them is Feel a Lot Better.
Yes. 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 And is it getting debuted at the...
Yeah, we're going to be...
Is it the 21st? I thought it was the 20th.
The 20th was last year.
Shit.
Last year was the 20th. This is the 21st
Xmas in Scoville. The 21st Xmas in Scoville. What a time to be alive. Have you guys been to every all 21?
No.
Come on, Scott.
No.
Where have you been? What about you? No?
Raising children.
Yes, that's a sucker's excuse. It's okay. I have no children. I haven't been to all 21 of them. But I have been listening to the bands that have been on them for all 21 years.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel things. So it is happening down at the Wise Hall. Not this Friday. No. Next Friday, fittingly, the 13th.
Yeah, we actually booked that about a year ago, thinking all about the release of Terror Camp Brethren. So our album is going to release on the same day, Friday the 13th.
Look at you guys, thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Very good. You'll be joined on that show by, of course, yourselves, the wonderful Balkan Schmalk and all 99 members of them. the Wavebirds, who are tearing it up right now. I think they're working on some new stuff, too. I was chatting with Mike the other day. He's looking for a new studio to work in. And a band I've never heard of before called Mavule.
Yeah, Afro Reggae.
Ooh.
Really, really good. And I think they've been around a while, but they've kind of been a little bit more focused, I think, over the last bunch of time. They put out a record in the fall. It's really good.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to have to look some of that up.
Really good.
I've not heard of them. There's a couple, like, cool, like, it's more on the reggae side of things, because they don't usually, a lot of the reggae bands that are around don't really branch over into, like, the punk scene. Although they really should.
I agree. And that was, like, as soon as I saw them, and they were following us on social media, and I loved what they were doing. So I had asked them quite a long time ago, hey, save this date. I'd really love for you guys to play
with
us.
That's cool. When I saw the Wavebirds for their EP release, or maybe it was the single release, either or, they played with a band that I'd never heard of before called the Spiritual Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite band name in the world, but man, they're fucking good. It's like the indigenous, like, roots rock reggae.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how I've never had, like, the thought of, like, First Nations indigenous people, but are playing reggae. Like, the struggle and, like, class system and all the topics of what roots reggae mm-hmm. is lays right over. And then you mix it with, like, the indigenous chanting. It's so fucking good. There are two albums I cannot stop listening to them.
Cool.
If you haven't seen them or heard them,
well,
like,
it's interesting you say, I think that show was at Redgate. And
yes.
I think we were asked to play that yes. show. And we couldn't play because I think Mike was, our drummer was away. But I have heard good things, but I didn't know they had stuff online, so I'll check
it out. Yeah, no, they're really
Mike
cool.
Said good, Mike Dorval, or whatever, from yeah. Whiteford said great things.
Yeah, no, they're really cool, man. They've got a two different, they've got two, like, an EP and an album on, like, Spotify and stuff, and, like, they've been, like, given, like, awards and stuff.
Cool.
Because, like, there's not that much of that specific brand of music. Anyways, they're cool. I'll pull some up. We'll play some.
Cool.
You'll like it. In the meantime, here, speaking of which, let's go to some of the bands that you'll be playing with. Sure, with this band right here, our good friends, the one, the only, the Wavebirds.
I love the arcade. It's super cool. I head there every day after school. I'm the best damn player this town's ever seen. You can see my high score at the top of the screen.
Mavule. listen to CGSF 90.1.
Punishment for messing up her land. the smell of those who didn't fare so well in the toilet paper lottery. It's a similar situation, time and time again. Is this Mother Nature's punishment for messing up her land? Empty heads and empty hearts, overloaded shopping carts, conspiracy theories and fake news feeds. Some will take, some will whine. Idiots ignore the signs. What she needs is a virus for stupidity and greed. And it's a similar situation, time and time again. Is this Mother Nature's punishment for messing up her land? Is this Mother Nature's punishment for messing up her land?
One, two, three.
Your daddy suck it up, daddy suck it up. Palavat and memorand, devil and memorand. Your daddy suck it up, daddy suck it up. Palavat and memorand, devil and memorand. Simon Romney, pressure car, Saradulu got that bar, Lulu got that bar. Your daddy, suck it up, daddy, suck it up. Palavat and memorand, devil, memorand. Your daddy, suck it up, daddy, suck it up. Palavat and memorand, devil, memorand.
Brand new, well, not so much new music, but what you can experience if you go out to the Wise Hall, not this Friday, next Friday, Friday the 13th, for the 21st annual Xmas in Scaville, an institution of the Vancouver scene, a stalwart, what's another, Scott, you're a teacher, what's another word for, like, long-standing?
Long-standing.
Yes. a long-standing tradition. Said
my favorite is in institution.
Yeah, there we go. All right,
you had a bunch of great synonyms there.
Yeah, I wanted one more, preferably one in alliteration, but
gargantuan.
Yes.
Long-standing. I'm not sure.
We did that already.
I'm trying to think of a synonym for long-standing.
Our education system's failing right now. Scott. I see it.
I'm an art teacher, not a writer.
I am a writer.
Don't you get paid to do this?
I did some things before we came in.
I thought you said you write better when you're high. I see it all now.
I did say that, yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. I've derailed everything. December the 13th, Wise Hall, 21st Annual Christmas in Scottville. This one aptly titled, The Nightmare Before Scottville. I hear that the Grinch is going to be there.
The Grinch.
Is there going to be a Jack Skellington?
There will be a Jack Skellington.
Snap. Is there going to be a Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Is there going to be a Sandy Claus?
There might be Oogie Boogie even.
Ooh.
We've encouraged costumes.
We've got a fantastic team from Ghost Coast Studios helping out.
They are pretty wonderful.
Artist Jennifer Little is doing makeup again this year.
Lovely. I'm
super excited about that. Reese, who played Max the dog in the last 2 years. Max won't be there this year.
That's a shame.
But we got lots of other fun stuff.
I'm sure Reese will be doing something lovely. That boy's a gem. I truly love him.
Yeah, we got some great surprises.
We just heard all the stuff you can experience if you go out to the Wise Hall. Tickets are available now. Go pick them up. Do it. You can get them on, I'm assuming, Eventbrite, all the places you can do it.
Yep.
The bands that we heard, that last track was Balkan Schmalkan with Kibori. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that kind of incorrectly, off their album. Before that, the famous Bobby Jo Moore with her solo track, Pangolin, off the Quarantunes album, which I try not to think about anymore because I loved it, but it makes me sad because it reminds me of when we're all locked indoors. Bobby Jo's a sweetheart. She's awesome. She's the originator of these nights, and she's a champion.
She's amazing.
So I'm glad that she's back there. I was just dancing with her last night at the Slackers.
Nice.
Good girl. We're singing to Vic together, and then apparently they went and got breakfast the next morning.
Nice.
Yeah, they're good people. And then we had a band that I've never heard before, but you guys have. Mavule? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Mavule with their song Mr. Politician off their debut self-titled record. It's available now on all your streamers. Go check it out. And of course, the Wave Birds with their brand new single High Score PLI, which released earlier this summer. And I think they're working on some new stuff as well. But now to the main attraction. We've got about 30 minutes left in the show. We're at the halfway mark, and we need to cut in to the rest of the new EP from Brethren, the boys that I'm here staring with right now, Ian and Scott. And, like, I guess the other guys that are in the band, too. There's, like 20 of you?
There's 10 right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, 10.
Are you guys trying to, like, compete with Balkan Schmalkan?
Definitely not. No, 10 is already quite a bit to keep control of, so.
It's madness. Well, you guys have always been big. Is 10 the largest it's ever gotten to?
Yes.
I know you guys have changed members around over the years. It's shuffled.
Yeah, we've never been bigger than 10, but the smallest we've ever played a show, I think, was like maybe a 4-piece.
Yeah,
way back when.
Interesting.
Yeah, probably back then.
Well, you guys were nice enough to send me the brand new album. It's all recorded. It's available. It's just not released yet to the listening public. Unless they listen to this show,
correct,
they can hear the sweet unreleased tracks. I want to dig into the one. Delicious. The one that seems the most fitting to play if we're going to debut something. You guys are playing Friday the 13th. The album's Terror at Camp Brethren. So it makes sense we play that track, right?
Sure.
Excellent. All right. Brand new for you. This is the one, the only, Brethren.